Well, I'd like to inquire, what are the reasons why you believe the time may again be ripe in this country for developing new political groupings?
Well, primarily, Mrs. Roosevelt, because as you and I know, we have changed our political groupings in this country several times before. And I think each time we have done it, it has had a wholesome effect upon the country. It has served as a tonic. We have expanded and progressed more rapidly, and it seems to me that some great changes have come about in the political thinking of America, a great many of which, incidentally, are attributable to your husband when he was the president, because he gave us the New Deal, which gradually took on the shape and the formation in large part of a somewhat different political concept or almost a new political party. Then I think that something rather important happened in this country at the Democratic National Convention of 1936, because at that time, a change in the rules of Democratic conventions was brought about, whereby, instead of having the unit rule and the two-thirds majority, which used to be required for the nomination of a president, the Democratic National Convention went over to the strict majority rule. And I think that has had an impact on both parties. It meant that no longer did the Democratic Party cater to the voters of the South or the sentiment of the South, and it meant, consequently, that they began to pay more attention to the problems of labor unions and the people in the cities and the larger groups. And as they did that, naturally, the Republican Party followed suit. And as a consequence, those in the South who had been in control of the Democratic Party for so long, ever since what they like to call the war between the states, sort of were cast in the shadow and no longer were the predominant force. That developed in turn in what we all recognize now as a sort of an informal coalition in Congress between so-called conservative or Southern or Jeffersonian Democrats and a great many of the Republicans, especially Republicans living primarily between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians.
I always liked the conservative and Jeffersonian being put together because there was a time, I think, when some of Jefferson's ideas were not considered quite as conservative as they are today.
That's right.
Would it be your idea, sir, to change our traditional bi-party system to something resembling some of the multi-party political systems now operating in Europe? Or do you envision a continuation of our two-party system with two new political parties with new names and symbols eventually emerging from the realignment?
Actually, Mrs. Roosevelt, I envision the latter. I think that out of this political realignment, should it take place, would eventually come two great American political parties. And certainly I am completely dedicated to the two-party system, as I know you are, because it's basic in our whole American tradition. But it seems to me if we could have two new political parties with new names and new symbols and new sets of standards and policies, that it would then be possible to divide the voters and divide the people of America into those two parties with an honest and open and understandable set of standards and statements for each party so that there would be a clear-cut cleavage and definite and understandable differences of opinion.
Well, I'm very glad that you believe strongly in the two-party system because I have watched so often the situation in many of the European countries where they have so many political parties, and I do not consider that it's an efficient system.
I don't either. I think either too many parties or too few. That is, one fewer than two.
Yes,
be too
one
few.
Fewer
yeah.
than two.
Yeah.
Too few.
Too few.
I agree with you completely on that.
Thank you.
Well, as I understand it, Senator Munch, you feel that the present political parties have lost their significance and meaning and no longer actually divide voters into groups with important differences of opinion. Now, is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct, because really the Democratic Party for years and years in America was considered the party of states' rights, and the Republican Party was considered the party which believed in a strong centralized government. And, of course, Alexander Hamilton, that early a disciple of Republican concepts, was a great advocate of strong centralized government. Well, now it seems to me that situation has almost been completely reversed. the Democratic Party is represented by its administration, and I think that's the proper way to designate and define a political party. The Democratic Party believes in a strong centralized government and having the federal government do things in the social and economic field because of its power and its authority and its responsibility. Whereas the Republican Party, by and large, believes in retaining in the hands of the local communities and the states additional authority, additional responsibility. So that really, almost, one might say, the position of the parties have been reversed, although the labels on the bottle still remain the same.